الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام، my beloved elders and brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer and nourisher. Peace and blessings be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends, if we scan through the annals of history, then we will find the life stories of many great personalities. And these type of personalities that have influenced the lives of the people around them. But if you go deep into their lives, you will find that these personalities, their objective was one of three things. Either it was greed, or either it was lust, or either it was hunger for power. That's all they were interested in. Everything else was by the way. It was either they needed something, or they wanted a certain position. However, if we go into the lives of the people of our past, then we will find that they were the most influential people to have lived. So much so that their lives tell a tale of honesty and trustworthiness and integrity. And they were none other than those who were the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. My respected elders and friends, this verse of Quran we probably heard many, many times. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. That you are the best of people and you have been taken out for mankind. Who were these ayat directed to? Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best of nations. Yes, we all fall under it, but who was this ayat directed to? This ayat was directed to none other than the Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unfortunately, since 1994, when apartheid was abolished, then we find our country had opened up to many, many different things. At one stage, under apartheid, they took all the Muslims and they pushed us into one corner. So what we did, alhamdulillah, our forefathers, our ulama of the past, Allah Ta'ala grant them great reward for this. We find that they set up a Muslim community. A masjid was built, a madrasa was built, and alhamdulillah, the values and the Islamic morals of people grew within that. But after 1994, our country was now opened up, and we find that different organizations, different type of people, different ideologies began entering this country. And as time is going along, we find that these ideologies, these isms, these types of people are trying to overtake the mentality of what is supposed to be the actual way of a Muslim. Today is a national topic or a provincial topic. There's also this topic, Sajid of KwaZulu-Natal, quite a few in Johannesburg, Western Cape, even Australia, that we want to preserve. We need to preserve our belief with regards to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We find recently there was a person by the name of Khalid that spoke certain things, Khulafa'i Rashideen, that spoke certain things against Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He has since apologized, but we don't accept his apology. He apologized because of the uproar that was created because of what he said. He hasn't apologized for his beliefs. When, a'udhu billahi min thalik, he calls Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu as hypocrites. My respected elders and friends, this is the type of mentality that is slowly, slowly being indoctrinated to us on a daily basis. And alhamdulillah, as I mentioned, Allah ta'ala reward the people of the past that they have made this strong in our minds. But what about the minds of our children that is to come? What about the minds of our grandchildren that to come? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there is no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, His final Nabi, He chose the best of mankind. And for this best of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everything around Him He chose was best. He chose the best book, the Quran. He chose the best wives. He chose the best deen. And He chose the best companions to surround His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. These were the best. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ikhtarani wa ikhtarali ashaba. Allah ta'ala chose me and He specially chose my companions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua. Now let me give you one example. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes the dua that, O Allah, strengthen this deen with either Abu Jahl or with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and not long after that, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into the fold of Islam. Now we have people that come 1400 years later to say Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not the right person for the job. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, was a hypocrite. Are we saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made the wrong dua? Are we saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the wrong candidate? Because that's what it all comes back to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. My respected elders and friends, we have Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. There are so many ahadith, there are so many Quranic ayat, and time is not enough. One Jumu'ah, 20 minutes, half an hour is not enough to expand about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The ayat I recited in the beginning, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعْهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That the excessive sajda, excessive salah, excessive sajda, you'll find that the marks of sajda on the forehead. Allah ta'ala talks about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in so many places. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah ta'ala is happy with them. They are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many places Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum form the basis of our deen? You take that out, you take the whole deen out. Our Quran came to us via Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Our ahadith came to us via Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Our fiqh came to us via Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is the work of the kuffar. This is the work of the enemies of Islam. That they want to slowly, slowly try and poke doubts in our mind with regards to our Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You take away Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you take away the foundation of deen. Take away the foundation of a house. What is left? Nobody can stay in there. So they want to poke holes and make doubts in the integrity of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So that is their way of trying to attack this deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My respected elders and friends, Allah ta'ala mentions in many, many places of the Quran, place, my respected elders and friends, imagine these Sahaba that saw the beautiful countenance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that touched the soft hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that heard the beautiful words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that lived in a time that the leader was none other than the greatest of mankind, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that read salah in a gathering where the imam was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we find people that come today that want to poke holes in the integrity. My respected elders and friends, first let us realize who is a Sahabi. Who is a Sahabi? A Sahabi is that person that saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam whilst in the state of Iman and passed away in the state of Iman. So those people that saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Jahl also saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Lahab also saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But they had no Iman. So the criteria is that you see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam whilst in the state of Iman and you pass away as a Muslim. These are who we're talking about. These are Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If a person saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before he became a Muslim, and thereafter he became a Muslim and he didn't have a chance to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we won't call that person a Sahabi. So they passed away as Muslims. These are Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the teacher. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is the students. The madrasa, the darul ulum, is Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the syllabus? The syllabus is Kitabullah and Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who takes the exams? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the exams. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Allah ta'ala takes the examinations. And what is the pass? رَضِيَ anhum wa وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. These are Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. My respected elders and friends, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have given everything. They've given everything so deen can come into these parts of the world and stay there 1400 years later. My respected elders and friends, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from Makkah to Medina, Allah ta'ala mentions in so many places of the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوْا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. They are the true believers. In fact, my respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaffirms the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. So that they can increase the iman with the iman that they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum a gauge, a barometer for us until the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. If you bring iman like how the Sahaba had iman, then only you will be rightly guided. Allah ta'ala makes the iman a barometer for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when it is told to them, bring iman like how your companions have brought iman, they say, do we have to bring iman like how the foolish brought iman? Allah ta'ala says, rather you all are the foolish ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the hijrat. Allah ta'ala, respected elders and friends, Allah ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. They are the ones that are faiz. They are the ones that are successful. My respected elders and brothers, 1400 years later, living in lovely houses, driving motor cars, vehicles. Look at the sacrifice Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went. Go to the places where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had went. Go to Jordan, go to Palestine, and see the mountainous terrain there that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to endure. There was no such things as today you got K-way and you got this type of tent and that type of heater. These sacrifices were made on our behalf, and we have people coming today claiming to be Muslims that want to speak against Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Sa'd fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah fil Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ashra Mubashara. He gave them the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. How many of us here have glad tidings of Jannah? Who in this world today can say he has the glad tidings of Jannah? A person who doesn't even have Iman wants to come and talk about those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the guarantee of Jannah in this world. How can we, my respected elders and friends? This is a matter of aqidah. This is a matter of iman. That we believe in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum And we believe that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially chose them. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them, and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they were insan. Yes, there were certain times that certain things may have been said, or certain things, they are not sinless, they are not ma'asum. Only Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are ma'asum. But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. My respected elders and friends, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says in a hadith, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَا تَمَسُّ النَّارُ مُسْلِمًا رَآنِي أَوْ رَآ مَنْ رَآنِي. That the fire of Jahannam will not touch that person or that Muslim who has seen me or seen one who has seen me. A person that has seen Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, who saw Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is why they are known as Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, La tamassun nar. The fire of Jahannam will not touch them. Not only that, O ra'a man ra'ani, the tabi'een who saw Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. My respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Again, Allah ta'ala speaks about muhajirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ansar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah ta'ala says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them. These sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, respected elders and friends, gave everything so that deen can come into our lives. What are we doing today? What are we doing today to stop those that are trying to hurt the integrity of these sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Unfortunately, we are too busy in our own world. These people say things and then they say sorry, but they have planted the seed of doubt in the heart of a person. If a person gives you one slap and then say sorry, does the pain go away? The pain won't go away. So slowly, slowly, they are indoctrinating people to try and take people. The worst thing you can do is to try and create a problem from within. And that's what they do. They claim we are Muslim. Wallahi, my respected elders and friends, if you don't believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the finality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you don't believe in the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you can't claim to be a Muslim. Or you can say I'm a Muslim, but you are not a Muslim. This is, as I mentioned, part of our belief system. And this is happening in our country. That people are believing these type of things. They have types of beliefs that you can express a belief that is contrary to what is in your heart. Basically what we'll call talking lies. And for them that is thawab. That he says, I don't have a problem. Meanwhile, he has a problem with this sahabi or whatever it is. And to them, that is talking, that is a sawab thing. We have people that believe in muta, that where you can arrange a woman for a certain type, for a certain time, a type of prostitution. And they say this is part of deen. And my respected elders and friends, unfortunately, they are the ones that are taking the podiums, and they are the ones that are making the noise, and they are the ones that are coming out strong. And slowly, slowly, Allah shukr, Allah ta'ala, reward our akabirin. They've put it in our heart. But what's going to happen to our children? When last did we speak to our children about Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Unfortunately, we all in our own chakkar. That today you call a youngster, even an elder, not even a youngster, he'll tell you everything you want to know about a certain soccer player. How much he was sold for, how much he was bought for, how many goals he scored, how many goals he scored in this match, how many goals he scored in that match, when he was left on the bench for which match, that they all know. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you heard of him, she heard of him. Who he was the first Khalifa of Islam. What was his name? His real name? No, we don't know. But everything else would regard to the kufr system that we know. And then, you know, we make statements like, hey, Molana, we picked him up for cheap, man. £80 million. We got him for nothing. But hey, you know what's £80 million? Do you have £1 million? Do you have £1 million? You say we got him cheap, 80 million pounds. We paid 100 million pounds. He got sold for nothing. We should have bought two like that. This is how we talk. And those people don't even know who we are. They are the ones that are promoting the LGBTQ. They are the ones that are promoting the haram hairstyles. They are the ones promoting the haram ways of dressing. But we love them. That's why Quran says, "Ha antum ha'ula'i tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum wa tu'minuna bil kitabi kulli. Wa idha laquukum qalu amanna wa idha khalu addu 'alaykum al anamila min al ghayz." Allah Ta'ala says, "Ha antum ha'ula'i tuhibbunahum." You love them. "Wa la yuhibbunakum." They love you not. "Wa tu'minuna bil kitabi kulli." You believe in the book. "وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا." When they meet you, they say, "Peace, we like you, we love you." "وَإِذَا خَلَوْا." But when they're on their own, "عَدُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِنَ مِنَ الْغَيْزِ." They bite their fingernails out of hatred for the Muslims. And today, we want to emulate them, emulate the system, emulate the dressing, emulate the style, emulate the sports, everything. You find a youngster might have more happiness in his heart to have a funky hairstyle than to have a pagri on his head. Why? It's because we have been indoctrinated. Time is up already, I got here, and we can speak. You know, one poet said it very, he says, "Kya kahu sahaba shahedo jaha ke pyare. Main kya kahu sahaba shahedo jaha ke pyare. Wahi yaar the nabi ke wahi deen ke sitare. Hai buland unka rutba wo quran ke the qari. Teri hal ada hai pyari, teri hal ada hai pyari." What can I say about the Sahaba? What can I say about the Sahaba other than that they were the most beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? The most beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My respected elders and friends, bayans are not meant for entertainment. If there's one thing we can take away from here, is make this firm niyat that I will start kitab reading in my house, so that my children must know about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the sacrifices of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Inshallah, if that we take away from here, at least then this bayan had been successful. Otherwise, my respected elders and friends, it was just an entertainment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. There's one important announcement I've been asked to make. Tomorrow evening, inshallah, at Masjid al-Hilal, there will be a program for the matriculants, for those in university and those that are recently qualified. We request all those to pass the word around and to try and attend the program, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, it's from Asr to Isha, inshallah.